live for a special hump day edition. Not really. Well, the show's special. It's not special that it's on a Wednesday. Special that we are about 15 minutes early. Things happen. Things I want to get into tonight. Obviously, I'm going to talk about some John Tavares and Ilya Kovalchuk news. Kind of predict where I think they're going to go. Got some information on the Hurricane. Who knows? Maybe we talk a little bit of Gladiators. Not much going on there. I don't think they have signed anybody in particular. Although I do know they have been trolling some people. We will find out who they've been trolling. Whoever runs their Twitter account is pretty funny. Let's see. Looking to see who they might have probably a reply somewhere. Let me check that real quick. I know them in Greenville, we're getting into it a little bit. Oh, I know they're trying to get Pop-Tarts to kind of halfway endorse the team. I'm down with that. Not sure what you guys' favorite Pop-Tart is. The classic strawberry are good, while mine by far are the brown sugar ones or whatever those called. That's yeah, that's by far. I think I like those. I'm not sure. Somebody took all the crust off of them and put them in a toaster on their site. I don't know about that. Yeah, we'll address that more later on. I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, while we're talking Gladiators, I think you have till tomorrow between noon and noon 30 to go to eBay for the white jerseys auctions that are going on. Some of the players, I believe, that are still left on there: Taylor Doherty, Colin Sullivan, Davis Van Dane. Congratulations, Davis, by the way. He signed to play in Europe, I believe, for next season. So congratulations there. Stephen Pirog, Lindsey Sparks, Ben Danford, Brandon Truk. I think it's actually Truk, but I never get it right. Taylor Stephenson, Josh Atkinson, Luke Sandler, and Phil Lane all have jerseys that you can bid on eBay. Just go to eBay, type in either game-worn jerseys or Atlanta Gladiators, all that. You can find them there. You can also see, if you go to AtlantaGladiators.com, you can see the new schedule. It's a fun schedule. I believe they may have some of the things. We'll have some of the promotion ones already up so that you know what you can get. I think that pretty much does it as far as, the Gladiator news that I have here. So let's move on. Let's talk some NHL stuff. Gary Bettman says the NHL salary cap is expected to be near $80 million next season. All right. It's about five more than we had this year. I believe it was at, what was it, 74? 75, there we go. You know, it went from 73 in 2016-17 to 75 this past season. So for it to jump five, that tells you about TV revenues and some other things. It should be fun, though. Yeah, that's fine, because a lot of people need to get paid. They have released the 2018-2019 NHL home openers. Find those real quick, see if there's any that really jump out. Um, Not seeing any. I know the Hurricanes will open up on Thursday, October 4th versus the New York Islanders. That could be a fun one. And then Carolina is the opener the following day for Columbus. Not really seeing any of it. Just really, I mean, I guess the Oilers home opener on the 18th of October versus Boston. I mean, that could be pretty good. The Kings will open up Friday, October 5th versus the Sharks. That's fun because it's a rivalry. Nashville, New Jersey. No, I'm not. Now, it is kind of weird that Nashville is the opening opponent for the Islanders on, or for the Rangers on the 4th and the Islanders on the 6th. Enjoy that. But San Jose is actually the opener for the Flyers on the 9th as well. Not really. Not a whole lot of big ones here. It's kind of disappointing. I mean, the Capitals have Boston as their opener on Wednesday, October 3rd. The Jets have the Kings on October 9th. That's a Tuesday. Kind of unimpressed. Come on, NHL. You could have done better. There's, what, three that were worth anything and maybe a couple more that, eh. I do know that the process to add Seattle as the next NHL expansion team is still ongoing for the 2020 season. Going to try to find some people from the Seattle process to organization, rather, to have on here. I think it's a good idea. I can't wait. I think it's a good market. I do like that the Humboldt Broncos, about 7 or 8 of the 13, all banded back together and got to meet a lot of the NHL stars and Gary Bettman. I'm sure they enjoyed the former a lot better, but, you know, happens. Where is the other? Because I want to get into, let's get into the John Tavares thing. And then we'll get into the Barry Trotz thing. Yeah, there we go. John Tavares, who is a possible free agent, has quite a few suitors potentially. Seems the LA Kings have thrown their hat into the ring that if he became an unrestricted free agent July 1st, there's a chance Rob Blake would attempt to go after him. Okay. I mean, Tavares, who is only 27, he had 84 points, 37 goals, and 47 assists last year for the Islanders, who were mediocre at best. That's good numbers. That's great numbers. The maximum contract he can receive from any other team, however, is 7 years. The Islanders can offer him 8 because that is the team he is currently with, and they have a full month, pretty much the month of July, I don't know, the month of June pretty much, to the rest of this month, to try to get him signed to something. I mean, this guy's a former number one overall pick in 2009. 621 total points. That's 272 goals, 349 assists. He's played 669 NHL games and has at least 24 goals in his 9 seasons. Is that not crazy? Where could he end up? I don't know, but I don't think he's staying with the Islanders. Could he go to the Kings? They got to do something to keep pace with the Sharks. The Sharks and keeping Evander Kane. There's just a lot of places that he could go. I'm going to go ahead and predict. I think John Tavares, if he's going to go somewhere. Oh, let's see. I think he would go. This is tough. Let me just look over real quick. If he could go somewhere, he's going to want to go somewhere that has a potential chance. I mean, obviously Nashville would be a big time place to replace Fisher, but he's not going to play that far down, so they're going to have to shuffle some things there. There's a lot of teams that need that top line star or middle line star. Kings. I'm going to go ahead and predict the Kings. They're kind of late into the thing, but is what it is, right? Now, let's get into the Trotz thing here, because it's not going to bury the lead. We all know that the Capitals and Coach Trotz won the Stanley Cup. Well, then Barry Trotz, he has back 3 or 4 years ago when he negotiated his latest contract with Washington. He has a clause that if he won the Stanley Cup, that a 2-year extension would be added at the prorated rate that he agreed on at the beginning of the contract, would be added automatically with the option. Well, here's the thing. Not only is it coaching market changed since then, it's increased. Not only has that increased, but he wants 5 years, and I don't blame him. He wants five, probably some of it guaranteed, but it's not the end of the world for the Capitals. Apparently, the Islanders would consider him. I don't know exactly if this was – I'm not sure if it's a power play. You know, a lot of times as fans or as media people, we're quick to take the side of the team instead of encouraging these players and coaches to try to it may cost him somewhere down the road. But trying to get the best deal, trying to get the money that you can while you can get it, hey, I can't blame you there. It's odd that it comes from the Stanley Cup champion coach, but at the same time, Washington, don't be that downtrodden by this. Could he go to the Islanders? Maybe. Would that help keep somebody like Tavares around? I don't know. But as far as what's going on with Barry Trotz, it's basically the fact that he saw the coaching market change. So let's say he was supposed to make $1 million this year, according to his contract of that clause. And the coaching market dictates that he should be making 3, 4, 5 or better. I'm sure these numbers are bigger than this. But that is exactly what it is. And like I said, the fact that he could be tied to the whole Tavares thing is a whole different thing. If you're the Islanders, ideally you want to sign Tavares so that you can use that to get Barry Trotz to come in. But on the other side, you'd like to have Barry Trotz in place so that you can look at John Tavares and go, hey, look, we got a great coach. You should stay here and really help get this thing going. So they both know each other. They've worked with each other as part of Team Canada back in 2016 for the World Cup of Hockey. Trotz was the assistant on that. Ultimately, I mean, when Trotz resigned, other coaches across the league were very thrown back by this, but you shouldn't be. I mean, he has the right to do what he wants to do. If he wants to leave Washington after winning a cup, great. Because he's always going to be Stanley Cup champion. You cannot take that away from him. He will always have that on his resume. We'll see where that goes from here. And I'm going to keep you guys abreast of all this stuff as it develops. Sure, it was bizarre for a minute, but when you think about it, he's trying to make a power play to make more money or to have better job security, or maybe he's ready to leave and do something different. It's not that he doesn't like Washington. He loves Washington. Maybe he wants a different opportunity. I don't know. We'll have to see. Text line, yes, the Alex Galnick, or however you say his name, the Max Domi trade. Yeah, I'll say this. Alex Galchenyuk, I think is how you say his name. Good luck in Arizona. I think that's a team that can help him a lot. But congratulations to Max Domi, who finally gets out from under the thumb of the Coyotes and is going to have a great chance to really take off with the Canadiens. And even though his dad was a longtime Leaf, I think very much so that he is now in Canada makes this a better thing. I want to talk a little bit about the Hurricanes, and then we will get out of here. I want to tell you guys about Summerfest is coming up starting June 30th at the PNC Arena in Raleigh. You guys know all about that. Starts at 9 a.m. The Canes draft party is June 22nd. That would be this Friday at 6 p.m. at the Raleigh Beer Garden. Get there early. Talk to Mike Maniscalco. I think John Forslund is going to be on there, two guys who have been on this show. Michael Smith is supposed to be there, I believe, as well. They also have the Canes 5K, which is going to be September 9th. I might try to make that. I'm going to look at the calendar when I get out of here. If I can make that, I would love to come up there and meet you guys and run some 5Ks to help raise some money. They do have the number 2 pick, of course. Who they're going to pick, I don't know. If I knew, I would tell you guys, but they are keeping it super, super secret, and I would do the same thing, keep it close to the vest. Basically, there is a number 1 overall consensus pick. If the number 1 team does not take him, they will take him. If the number 1 team takes the number 1 overall consensus pick, I would look for a high-scoring forward of some kind to be headed our way because that is what we need. The fact that Jeff Skinner and Noah Hanifin could be traded have nothing to do with anything. Apparently, a lot of people are interested in Skinner. I don't know who's on the board and who's not, but new ownership, new coach, such like that, we will definitely have to check out and see what's going on with that. Last thing I want to say is there is a code that if you want a $20 code for Uber to go to and from the Canes draft party, they have that information on their Twitter. I believe it's also on their website as well. But that's going to do it for us this week. Short show, just a few things going on there. We're going to try to get some guests on next week. We're going to try to continue this for a little while. There are things to talk about. I do want to talk about whoever they end up drafting, and not just in the first round, but the subsequent following rounds as well. But that's going to do it for us. Shout out to the Hurricanes. Shout out to the Gladiators. Shout out to all you amazing people who listen each and every week. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. This has been Board Check. We will see you guys next week. Go watch hockey.
Missed it by that much.